So.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas! Jesus is born. I am so glad that you are all here worshiping with us at Gates tonight. Welcome. This is the service that we celebrate when baby Jesus was born, so it is a good thing to hear crying children at this service. It is an okay thing to dance in the aisles with joy. And you can do your best angel impression and sing loudly. Let's have some fun and celebrate and worship together and praise God together.
Call to worship. Let your light shine. Let your light shine.
We see the bright stars and candles leading the way.
Let your light shine.
We are ready to know God face to face.
Let your light shine.
We are here to worship Jesus Christ,
who lights up the world. Reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, 3, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder, for a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness. From this time onwards and from evermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Now a reading from the Gospel of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house, the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Who is this child? Who can it be? The little child in the manger asleep peacefully. The angels sing, good news they bring. The child asleep in the this child, who can it be? The little child in the manger asleep peacefully. The angels sing, good news they bring. The child asleep in the
in that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Messiah the Lord. This will be a sign from you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those who he favors."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste. They found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. Friends, this is God's word for us tonight. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
children, please come forward and join me with the choir right up front here. Yeah, you guys can just take a seat right where you are. Christmas, everybody. So this whole Advent, we've been watching people paint here. Anything look different today about this? What do you think? The grass and the sky are painted? Yeah. No, I think it looks a little brighter too, huh? You got all those lights behind it now. What do you think? Yeah, big glowing stars. So that's the Star of Bethlehem. When baby Jesus was born that very first Christmas night, God was so excited, and God wanted everyone to know that Jesus was here on earth.
The big star turned the Christmas star.
Yep. So God sent this big, big star to shine right above where Jesus was born. Maybe. So then we have that really big star so that everyone, every single person, can come and see Jesus and know that Jesus is here. When Jesus came here to be born on earth as a tiny baby, because God loves us. And God never wanted us to wonder whether or not God loves us. So God sent Jesus to come right here on earth and be with people and love them and hug them and let them know how special they are. So whenever Jesus was nice to people and told them good things, that helped people feel the light of God's love just like that star. But do you still have your cold? We got a lot of colds going around right now. Yeah. Well, you better be careful then. So right now, but Jesus was a light for all of us to help us see how much God loved us. But can you guys be lights too? You think so? How could you show people that God loves them? What do you think you could do? So, yeah, you can tell people about Jesus. And you can tell people that Jesus loves everyone. Yeah, of course. Could you sing big songs to Jesus? Big, loud, happy songs? You could pray. Of course you can. Could you be nice to other people too? You could do that, right? That's right, God did. So whenever you do good things for people, whenever you pray to God and sing to God, then you've got God's light right in your heart. And then everyone can see how wonderful you are and how much God loves you. So we've got a little bitty Christmas present for you guys tonight so you can remember to always have God's light. And I hid it over here. Everyone can take one of these little lights, and every time they shine, you can remember how much God loves you. And to share that light with everyone you see and let them know that God loves them, too. You guys can do that, right? All right. Yeah, go on back to your seats and sit with me, okay? Last time that you've been in total darkness. Not just nighttime darkness, the kind where you go to get a snack and the fridge almost blinds you. Not the kind of darkness with streetlights all around you, or even going down into the basement darkness where your clock is still blinking. I mean like pitch black, power outage, middle of nowhere darkness. Think back to the last time you were somewhere at night without electricity or a phone. No clanking of the radiator or the gentle hum of a working fridge. Think about total, complete, silent darkness. Imagine Mary and Joseph journeying in the darkness on a road into Bethlehem. They finally arrive and find a place to stay. The warmth of animals all around them. Imagine the holy couple in the darkness together, waiting for their child to be born. Imagine the darkness of fields at night, shepherds dozing with their sheep on a hill. Imagine being poor enough that even as you sleep, you need to be ready to spring into action and protect your flock. The shepherds slept outside in the darkness, keeping an eye on their sheep and waiting for the morning. Imagine the stillness of Bethlehem, a city afraid to shine. The people of Bethlehem live under Roman rule. Their taxes go to fund wars and line the pockets of corrupt politicians. And Bethlehem stays quiet and afraid in the darkness, unable to do anything which might catch the attention of their rulers and invite trouble. The people of Bethlehem have grown used to the darkness. They know how to deal with disappointment. They're used to saving every last drop of lamp oil in scarcity, and not singing too loudly when soldiers come around. They see the problems around them, certainly, but what can they do? So Bethlehem sits and waits. And then on Christmas night, the whole world changes. The cry of a newborn baby. High in the sky, a bright star appears, shining down on Mary and Joseph and the newborn Jesus. The light of a candle in the stable shows animals sleeping around an exhausted Mary, settling her son to sleep in a manger. Jesus Christ is born into the world, and things begin to change. The thing about children is they don't really like the dark. They don't do quiet very well. Jesus is born as a baby. And like all babies, he demands lights in the middle of the night for late night feedings. He makes noise, and Mary rushes to comfort him, to hold him and sing lullabies. Jesus, the child, like all children, refuses to be polite or prudent. And babies need light and warmth and love. You don't wait. You give it to them because you love them. Mary and Joseph love their child too much to deny him anything. And so in the darkness, a light shines. Singing begins. Love spreads over the world. God saw the people of Bethlehem in the darkness, afraid to do anything, afraid of what the world would do to them. And God loves us too much to let us be afraid. So like parents caring for their newborn child, God sends us angels with comfort and love and a light that will shine. God sends Jesus Christ to be born, bringing light and hope to the world. Jesus comes and everything changes. In the darkness on a hill, an angel appears to the shepherds. "Do not be afraid," the angel says. And then a heavenly host lights up the entire sky. Imagine being woken from your sleep by the voices of angels. Imagine how brightly they shine, leaving flashes and afterimages in your vision when they go. Imagine blinking and rubbing your eyes as your world lights up. And then running to Bethlehem to see the Messiah. In that tiny stable filled with animals, shepherds rush in to see their newborn king. The light of stars shines down the crowded stable. People are laughing and praying and singing with joy. And in that moment, Jesus begins to bring people together to light up the world. The shepherds coming together around Jesus is just the first time that we have been united by our love for Christ. Year after year, we come together to light candles, to sing loud praises, together to be joyous and to celebrate the light that Jesus brought into the world. And now, finally, Christ's light is here. Jesus was born as a child to be God's love in the world, demanding action. God is born on earth and cries out. Angels blaze into every dark corner, showing the truth and the light of God's love to everyone waiting in the darkness. So this Christmas, let your light shine. Celebrate loudly. Don't be self-conscious or worried about what others will say. Let the joy of God's powerful love shine in your hearts. See where God's children need help, where babies are hungry and parents are afraid for their children, and reach out. God's light for the world is here, shining light and warmth into our lives. Let your light shine so that the whole world can feel God's love. Let us rejoice that Jesus was born to bring light into the world. Through him, we have been given all the grace we will ever need. Alleluia. Let us rejoice. Amen.
Thank you.
together as people called to be the light of God's love shining in the world. The offering we take tonight will go towards supporting the mission partnership we have with the United Church of Jamaica in Negril. These funds will help to support the lunch program of the preschool at Green Island. Let us carry the light of Christ into our world for our support of this school. Will the ushers now come forward and collect our offerings?
Will you join me in prayer? Loving God, we give thanks for the chance to celebrate your Son's birth together. Bless these gifts we have brought so that they can help our people. May we inspire hope this Christmas, share the love of the season with the world, the agents of peace in times of trouble, and sing songs of joy. Amen.
God has brought light into the world, and that light shines for each of us. We take the light of the Christ candle, the light to remind us of the joy of God's birth, and we carry that light, each one of us, in our hearts. So now let our candle lighters come forward to light the candles we have and celebrate the light that shines when we are together. about your candles. I want you to lift them up nice and high. Take a look around. Look how much God's light is shining in this place. Look how brightly your light shines tonight. Take the memory of this light with you. Our friends, the manger is full. Christ is here on earth, and God's light and God's love will be with you this night and forevermore. May you always know the blessing of God's light in your heart.